Hello.
Oh, hi, Kevin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
There is. I had to swap it out. Yep. And there's a problem with your, you ought to only have the right number. My phone number is being right on the listing. I've never got a call off your listing.
Oh, okay. So, it shows here that when you signed up, we put a call tracking number on there for you. So if somebody calls that number, it will forward over to your number ending in 1489. So you still get those calls. But
okay.
I do want to give you some options, if I may, only because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 27th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel or pause an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it on time because come November 27th, that reoccurs to $498, and it continues to do so until this settles. Now, have you been on the dashboard to see the results
again? I'm not interested in your service. I've never gotten nothing from you. It benefited me at all. I've got no, it's nothing. It doesn't do anything for me.
So just to let you know, it's showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 77 mm-hmm. times. You've had 19 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. And
yeah.
There's 9 leads on the dashboard that came in from that call tracking number that we provided for you. So I think
I've never got a lead or a call from none of those. No.
Have you been on the dashboard? Because it's showing the timestamps and the phone numbers that they're coming from.
I have not been on the dashboard.
Okay. Yeah, because the most recent one was...
What good is it to have the phone number that is supposed to call me and it never calls?
Hold on a second. I want to test it real quick. I want to just call it and see what happens. So tell me if your phone rings. I'm going to call it right now and see what happens. So I'll call 859-216-4955. And then let's see what happens when it's ringing.
Hi. Thank you for calling A1 Rose Home Care. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2.
Okay, I'll press 1 for it. Okay. So is it
ringing?
Okay, yeah. So the call tracking number is working. Let's see what happens if you don't pick up, if it goes to your voicemail. Because the last call that came through this number, it was a 4-second call, so it appears that it went to your voicemail and they just hung up and called the next guy. But let's just see if it does go to your voicemail if you don't pick it up. 1 second here. Or do you have your voicemail set up? Do you think it just rings and then they hung up after 4 seconds? It has a voicemail. Oh, your voicemail hasn't been set up yet. So that could be a problem because if somebody sees you on the first page and they call you, I don't expect you to drop everything and answer every phone call live. But if they can't even leave a message for you, then chances are that's a missed opportunity. They're going to just hang up and call the next guy, right? So one thing I would recommend is that you get your voicemail box set up. Do you know how to do it? Because if not, I can look up what kind of phone you have and send you the instructions on an email.
I'm sure they have a step-by-step thing on it whenever you get on there.
Yeah, you could probably just, get on your cell phone and try to set up the voicemail. Even if it's something simple like, thank you for calling, I'm not able to reach you right now, just leave a message and tell me what it is that you need. That way, at least if it's a potential client, they could be like, hey, I was looking into getting a quote for a roof or something like that, Now, there is one option on your end that might help you out. is now that you're ranking on Google, I don't think you need the Facebook ads anymore. So your subscription includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove those, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means that A1 Rose Home Care will still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that, Kevin, because you could always call back and put the Facebook ads on later if you wanted to. But again, I don't think that you're even going to need them. And here's why. 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So now that you're ranking, it only leaves 13%. If you take, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Angie's, Thumbtack, all those other sources and put them into one category, they're only getting 13%, right? So, you know, the Facebook ads are excellent in the beginning to jumpstart your profile and get you some results a little bit quicker, but like I said, at this point, I don't think you need them anymore.
Yep, I don't need that for sure.
Okay, so I'll at least take those off. And then another thing that I wanted to run by you that will help you get even better results is that I want you to work on getting a 5-star rating on the Google listing. Because, again, if you're up there on the first page and then there's other companies next to you that have 5-star rating and you don't, it might affect your conversion. So I'll send you a little email that will help you with that. It'll say learn how to get more reviews, and it's going to be linked up to your Google page. And it's so simple, Kevin. All you have to do is copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using A1 Home Care or A1 Rose Home Care. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when they click the box, because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people clicking on that here and there to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Couldn't I send it to people I've done work for in the past also?
Absolutely. I actually recommend that you do that. So it doesn't have to be a new client. It doesn't even have to be a client that found you on Google. Anybody that can vouch for your business, even if it's a friend or a relative, can click on this link and go on there and leave you a 5-star rating. Okay?
Yeah, I think I have a, I don't think you have this on there. I'm with the Better Business Bureau too.
Now, oh, let's add that. Yeah. Let's add that to your website because that adds to your credibility. So let me send this. Do you have a badge or an accreditation with the Better Business Bureau?
I haven't went up and seen them yet. I already paid them for all the stuff for it, though, a couple months ago, but I haven't. I don't know if
Let me look, because if it says on the, I'll put A1 Home Care, Home Rose Care on Better Business Bureau and see if I can find it. Did you list it on the Better Business Bureau as that, A1 Rose Home Care, or did you?
I did.
Okay, I don't see it yet, but let me see. How long ago was it?
It's been a couple months. It's not on there?
No, but it could be. You know how sometimes we have a dash in there between the A and the 1, and maybe they don't
it's something? Supposed to have a dash, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they have it listed differently. So let me just look here. Oh,
okay,
I see A and then space dash 1 Rose Home Care.
That's it.
But I found it on Angie's and Home Advisor and on your Google page and on your website. So all of the ones that we did for you and your lead service is doing has it listed right. Let me just look on the Better Business Bureau again because I can't find it on there. I'll put
so
A.
If someone just types in A1 Rose without the dash, it's not going to show up.
Well, I'm on Better Business Bureau looking for your listing, and it's not showing up that way. But I don't on Google we have it set up where if they type in any of the keywords, you know, relating, oh, here, I found it now. Okay. So what I did, is it supposed to be A space dash rose one hair or just A dash one? Because I found it now.
A dash one, yeah.
Okay.
A dash one, rose home care.
Okay, I found it. So, perfect. I have a badge on here that says accredited since 10/15/2004 with their logo. So I'm going to send this over to the website team and to the Google team, and I'm going to have them put it up on your Google page and also up on your website, okay?
Cool.
So I'll put please add it, you got an A rating too. So A rating from BBB to client's site and Google page. And then I'll send them a link to this so that they can copy it.
Okay.
A rating and accreditation I want to put. I don't want them to miss the accreditation because that's probably what you had to pay a little bit extra for. You know what I mean? So let me put that. And accreditation. Okay, perfect. So I have that. And then for the 149, is there a different card that you'd like to use?
There is.
Okay, so let me just put this link in for the Better Business Bureau.
And how do I get on the dashboard?
Oh, I'll send you the login again. So you go to my.localsplash.com. The username is always going to be your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes. And then the username is Go Internet. So you don't have to write all that down right now. You can just refer to the email. But once you log in, you'll get to the dashboard where you can see the results that I was seeing. And you can even go back and listen to some of those calls that are on the dashboard. Because the most recent one was a 4-second call that got your voicemail that wasn't set up and they hung up. But there's still a timestamp and their phone number there. So you might even want to follow up with them and see if they got what they needed. You know what I mean?
I probably thought it was junk mail.
Oh,
no. I probably didn't even look at it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, they usually will reach out and explain to you how the call tracking number works. It's called a first touch. But sometimes when I go through the notes, I'll see that we called out for the first touch and the client wasn't available. And then we called a second and third time. And pretty soon they just kind of put a note in here, you know, client wasn't available for the first touch. But I'm glad that you know now what it looks like. Did it show on the call tracking when I called you earlier? Did it show local leads or did it show the phone number, the call tracking number that I called?
It shows Google listings.
Google listing. Okay, good. So now moving forward, anytime that you see that coming up, you'll know that it's coming through the Google page that we created. And all of those calls are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So I had a guy once that was afraid because he was working with a lead service that if he answered it, that he would be charged more money. Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter if you answer 5 of those calls or if it explodes and you answer 50 of those calls. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate, which I now reduced for you down to just $149, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so for that new billing information, is it still the Morning View Road for the billing address?
It is.
It is. Okay, perfect. And then the card number whenever you're ready.
5153.
Okay.
7002.
Okay.
0006.
Got it.
2338.
And expiration?
1028.
And the code?
125.
Okay. So moving forward, your subscription will always stay at the 149. It's never going to go back up to that 249 unless you called us and you wanted to put Facebook back on there. But like I said, I don't think you need it. And then for you, I just got the green light, so you're all good to go on the payment. But your homework, if you will, is just to get your voice mailbox set up. And then, you know, go on to the dashboard and look at some of your results. And then we'll get that BBB link added to everything for you. That usually takes only 1 to 3 business days, okay?
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that we talked. Yeah, if you need anything else, just call me. I'm at extension 777, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Have a great rest of your week, Kevin.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.